So let's talk about the opposite motivational directions. So the first one is moving away from something, and then the second one is moving towards something. So instead of seeing our life as what we are trying to avoid having happen to us as a bad experience, if you like, or as a negative or a suffering experience, we actually are motivated by creating experiences that we want to have happen to us. So we want to spend some time with our family, we want to have a fulfilling job, we want to feel perhaps that we are making a contribution to our society, to our community. We want our lives to have meaning, we want to move towards all these things. This is the going towards motivational direction. Now, I'm sure that you recognize this, and of course most human beings also recognize this, so it's a natural part of being a human, what we want to have happen as opposed to what we don't want to have happen. The real question that we want to be thinking about from a coaching point of view is, what is the balance? What is the primary motivation that is present in our clients and in their clients' lives, and how are they actually using it? How is it actually activating their behavior? Now, fear-based responses tend to be quick, perhaps not considered as carefully as they might be. They tend to be responses to that can be made quite quickly that may not actually have the results that people want. On the other side, moving towards things that we really want, creating experiences for ourselves that we really want, can be something that actually we don't do very quickly, or we don't do with enough due thought, and therefore we do not prepare the ground well enough for it to come to fruition, for it to come about. So there's a lot in this, because when we think about what people want, when we think about the meaning of their lives and their life purpose, obviously we are thinking about and we're listening to all their values, what is important for them to experience in their lives. We are listening to what they feel at a deep level might be the purpose and meaning of their life, and that is something that not a lot of people think about. It's also something that is sometimes considered to not be something that ought to be thought about, if you like. So, and when we're talking to our clients, when we ask powerful questions that point them towards thinking about the future, what is it they're creating, who do they wish to become, and so on, you can hear how that will sometimes reorientate itself back to why those things can't happen, if they can even think initially of those things at all. Quite often the question, or the response to the question, should I say, that is heard when you say, so you know, where would you like to be in 20 years time? What is the most important thing for you? What do you feel is the purpose of your life? People will really sort of scratch their heads and and not really know initially what is the core thing, what is the thing that makes them feel like their life has purpose and meaning. So it's a complex terrain, and managing this blend between what we're running away from and what we're running towards is something that has to be balanced quite carefully by the coach, particularly in the early stages of recovery. So in the earlier stages, at the beginning part of the recovery, we are looking at really a landscape of crisis. We're really looking at a place where the major concerns tend to be relatively short term. Will I get past this event? Will my treatment work? Is my engagement with healthcare services moving me in the direction I need to go, and so forth and so on. So there can be a lot of concern about these kinds of things, which of course are all potentially anxiety provoking, fearful. However, we want to be holding the space and planting the seeds of the other motivational direction, asking our clients to gently look, if you like, over the horizon a little bit. So asking them to imagine, perhaps once this has died down, once you've successfully found a pathway from this, what do you think is out there for you? What do you think you'll, you know, like to do going forward? And we want to be introducing the idea that that is a question that is present in the coaching conversation. Early on, often clients will sort of say, can say things like, well, you know, I really can't think about that now, I just need to get through this this experience, and so on. And that's absolutely fine, and that's a perfectly appropriate response. However, you have, if you like, planted a flag and have put down a marker for the fact that that question is there to be dealt with sometimes. Now, for some people, they start to see over time when working with a coach that a lot of the way that they've been motivated in their lives has been fundamentally from a fear basis. And this is quite common to see, that a lot of people will express, and they say, really, I've always been scared. Most of the things that I do in my life, a lot of them is because I'm scared, perhaps scared of not having enough money or not being able to look after my children, or you know, another relative or something. You know, there will be a fear of poverty, perhaps, for people, particularly if they've come from backgrounds where money was an issue, and so on. So there's lots of variations on how your clients can express themselves. You want to be listening for these really carefully, and making sure that you are, if you like, having them in the environment of your awareness, so that they can be brought back in perhaps later on as you're moving forward.